Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The U.S. capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has deepened uncertainty for the country's indigenous people like the Wayuu. They largely welcome Maduro's removal as head of a regime that brutally oppressed its citizens, but the resulting political vacuum and precarious path forward don't bode well that they will soon benefit from the interventions driven by the Trump administration. Alejandro Velasco is a professor of Latin American history at New York University. He says Trump's stated goal to boost oil development in the country is likely to have little to no benefit for the country's indigenous populations. He says it's more likely they will be the ones to suffer the ill effects of more oil and mining industries.
They've been, again, at best an afterthought in terms of the disbursement of oil riches in times of boom. To the extent that the lives of indigenous peoples in various parts of the country, to the extent that their lives have improved materially, it's incidental to the boom cycles. But at the same time, depending on where these populations live, and if they happen to be in areas where oil exploitation is significant, then it's not only the negative effects of state presence, but also the environmental effects of oil exploration itself. The primary area of historical oil production in Venezuela is the northwest region where the Guajira, Wayuu, and others live. Over the last 15, 20 years, it's the Orinoco Belt region in the southwest, more Amazonian part of the country, where much of the oil production has centered. And again, the impacts of these boom and bust cycles is felt both materially, but also environmentally by indigenous peoples.
Velasco says Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez, at least promised constitutional improvements for indigenous people, even though those promises remained largely unfilled. Alicia Moncada is the director of advocacy and communications for cultural survival. She is Wayuu and says her people are already suffering disproportionately from the negative aspects of oil and mining development. She fears the Trump administration making more oil drilling a priority will only worsen a difficult situation.
We indigenous people are in the worst, let's say, position, sadly, in the game for the resources, no? We Wayuu people are the ones who live very close to the oil fields. Also, a lot of indigenous people are living close to the Orinoco Belt, where most of the oil is located. We all are fearing for this possible new scenario can bring more crisis to our communities. Sadly, we cannot forget this situation that happened also impact in the prices of the goods, in the prices of the food. And there's a lot of severe food insecurity in Venezuela already. We are talking that about 15% of the population need urgent food assistance. 40% experience moderate or severe food insecurity. And guess what? Most of those persons are indigenous.
Moncada says Maduro erased any political power indigenous people had, which will be hard to build back. Moncada is living in exile because her work on human rights makes her a target for violence. Part of the challenge for indigenous people is getting their stories heard more broadly. Carlos Roa is a journalist and editor at IQ Latino, as well as a spokesperson for the Association of Venezuelan Journalists Abroad. He says during Maduro's reign, journalists were targets for harassment, arrest, and worse, so that people outside the country knew little of what was going on.
The ones that have tried to cover that situation, that the ones that dared to go to the place, are threatened, are persecuted, and the fact is that we know very little, and I mean, I'm speaking from the journalist perspective. We know very little about what's happening in there because the Maduro regime itself or the regime is surrounding the zone, the area, and preventing journalists to go close and threatening the free exercise of information and coverage and the free work of journalists there in Venezuela.
Roa says he has little confidence the flow of information will improve as long as most of Maduro's allies remain in power. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.